West Virginia holds the next Democratic presidential primary. The small state has the national spotlight all to itself on Tuesday. While Barack Obama invested time wooing superdelegates this past week, the Clintons crisscrossed West Virginia to build on Hillary Clinton's strong support. Recent polls show she has a huge lead among Democratic voters. Anna Sale of West Virginia Public Broadcasting joins us to talk about what's happening. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Why does Hillary Clinton still have such a wide lead in West Virginia, even as Senator Obama is strengthening his national base of support?
Well, if you look at West Virginia's demographics to start, it really does match up with where Hillary Clinton has been strong. We are an older state. In West Virginia, we're 95% white. 16% of our population has a college degree, while a quarter don't have a high school diploma. And unlike other Appalachian states like Virginia or North Carolina, there aren't major metropolitan centers to sort of counterbalance that in favor of Senator Obama.
What issues would you say are important to West Virginians?
Well, of course, when you think of West Virginia, you think about coal. So we've heard a lot about the energy policies of both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But when you talk to West Virginians right now, what comes up first is gas prices, because we are a rural state. Communities are isolated from one another, so everybody has to get in their car to get anywhere. So that is the first thing. And you've seen Senator Obama has an advertisement running on TV about gas prices. Hillary Clinton's been talking about her plans to bring down gas prices this summer while she's been in the state. So that's really been the centerpiece.
The primary is Tuesday in West Virginia. Anna Sale is still in the studio of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Anna, I understand there are going to be some special guests there today.
Yes, of course. Hillary Clinton is reminding everyone that she also is a mother, and she will be in Grafton, West Virginia, along with Chelsea Clinton today.
In that case, let me ask you one more question about the primary and politics in general. It was a swing state in 2004 and 2000 toward President Bush. Do you really think a Democrat has a chance to win West Virginia in November?
Well, that's really making up the bulk of Hillary Clinton's case in West Virginia. She is trying to argue that West Virginia is a key test still in the Democratic primary. She's arguing that she could carry this state and Barack Obama could not. And by extension, she is saying, I can appeal to swing voters. Barack Obama does not have the same coalition. So that's what she's really trying to argue here.
That's June Sale's daughter, Anna Sale, of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.